Welcome to the yellow card episode of This Is Silly with the Lilligans post-game review. Mitch, Matthew Bird.
I'm still hyperventilating. What?
Bradley. Sarah.
I did so much pacing.
How many steps you got?
A lot.
Her Fitbit's like, just sit down and be quiet for a little bit. You might want to relax because you're about to die.
Yeah.
So, quite the interesting game this evening.
I'm glad we didn't do a halftime recap because it was just going to be, oh, that was a boring 0-0.
Yeah.
But the full-time recap, wow, what a plethora of stuff to talk about.
That is an understatement of understatements, I believe. I mean, boring first half other than...
It looked like a carbon copy of the first game there.
It did. It actually did. Minus the wild card, yellow card party.
You know, so, well, I guess we'll get to the crazy town. But, yeah. But then Tyler gets the ball down the right. And I thought he'd missed the opportunity because Kyle was sprinting ahead. And I thought, give it to Kyle, give it to Kyle, give it to Kyle. And he kind of checked back. I'm like, oh, the opportunity's lost. And then he passes it to Russell.
Did not see Russell coming up like that. Like, it was the camera angle, obviously. We couldn't see him coming up as a late man. But
what a smart finish as well by him.
Yeah, it was as soon as he struck it, you could see he was already celebrating. He knew the minute he hit it, the millisecond he hit it was
all corner. It was all corner. I mean, Newton, I think that's the goalie for them. He didn't have a chance.
No.
But at that point, you're thinking game on.
And it was game on until things got stupid. Also, I think this is the longest Brad hasn't talked on a podcast ever.
He's still getting. Yeah. He's checking Twitter. He's still getting.
I don't know what happened there. All of a sudden, it just blanked out and stopped. That was weird.
Is it going again?
Yeah, it's going again.
Okay.
Oh, Mitch is fucking up the audio again.
Look.
Click. Anytime Brad says, look, yeah. You know it's going to be a good point made here.
No, it's not going to be a good point. It's just going to be a point. Considering that we did have the two red cards, a draw...
What a fucked up game. No, I mean, honestly, that's fucked up.
But playing down two men, you know, with an abundant amount of time to go.
Well, almost 38 minutes, I think.
It is definitely a worse result for Indy.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Even if it had been 1-1 with 11 men.
Right.
You know, it was a... But... I...
We didn't keep our powder dry. And honestly, if we're... you know, Sarah and I were talking about this. You know, we got the red cards, but we didn't get the money for value. Like, if you're going to get a red card, make them feel it. Like,
take somebody's knee out.
I mean, yeah. Sam's,
kick him in the face.
Sam's first yellow card, he had to take. That was a professional foul. You know, the guy was getting away from him.
But his second one, he played a bad angle and paid for it.
That was a little bit on him. Wharton's both, to me, were...
Wharton's first was, I didn't think, a yellow card.
Yes.
And when you give a yellow card that early, and I don't think it was a yellow card, you go back and look at it, it looks like the dude kind of stumbled on the turf.
Yeah. He did.
And it was after 5 minutes or whatever in the game. But Wharton's got to be smarter than
that.
You know, he knows he's on a yellow in the second half.
Absolutely.
And right. And he made a foul before that. And the ref and him had a glance at each other as if to say the ref was looking at him going, you're already on a yellow. So, I mean, Wharton's got to be a little smarter than that. But we were fighting for our lives. I mean, we were fighting for our lives.
And there was a lot of stupidity during that too as well. I mean, Paris... Why did he try to let that ball out? Just kick it deep. You know, you're not, when it's that deep in your end, you don't try to get the throw in because they're going to have a better counter.
Especially, I don't want to point fingers at Paris because I think he's had a good year.
Oh, he's had a great game other than that.
But especially when you know they're not giving you time on the ball, you know they're going to be coming at you.
Right.
They were very fast out there tonight. They were much faster than us.
But I have often thought or often wondered, in the back of my mind, you know, with this being the last year of the team and people looking for contracts and stuff, and they've obviously got an eye on next year if the players care, if the players are going to go 100%.
I don't,
and I think the last half an hour of that game, shows me they do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can fault anyone for effort. I don't think you can fault... I mean, you can maybe fault them for not using their brain in a couple of situations.
Oh, absolutely.
But they went down swinging, and they pulled out a draw in... I mean, we needed a win. There's no question about that.
But so did they.
The bad part about it is we play Louisville and they play Sporting Kansas City next.
I don't think that means anything.
Not in this group.
It's going to come down to the last game between us. But if they grab another 3 points and we get law and we lose,
then it's done. Mm-hmm.
So there's more pressure on us, definitely. So
let's talk the math out here. So if they win and we tie, we're 3 points behind.
We can't pass them.
And the tiebreaker then.
So we need to win in Louisville. We just do.
Well, they've got a better goal difference, and I think they've got more wins on the season. So they've got the first two.
I mean, we've essentially got to win the last two games.
Yeah.
So we did ourselves no favors tonight, but...
we didn't hurt ourselves either.
In a vacuum. I mean, considering what happened in that game, to hang on for the draw was something.
I cut my way from that game. It's a moral victory for me. But it doesn't help us.
I mean, it doesn't hurt us, but it doesn't help us.
But I thought we played okay.
Yeah,
and it gives me hope for Saturday.
But
we're missing
Sam and Wharton on Saturday. Two big pieces if we want to not only keep pace for the playoffs, but capture King's Cup.
But also we've got a steady back four anyway. I mean, losing Sam for one game. I mean, if he'd have rested Sam out of rotation,
right.
You wouldn't have looked twice at that. Wharton's a loss, don't get me wrong, but Umar can come in, hopefully, if he's fit. I mean, I don't know where he was today, but if he's fit. It's not the end of the world. And I was...
We've done ourselves no favors.
But we've not totally blown it either, though. Whereas you were, going in the last two games. We went up a goal.
If we'd have won tonight, we would have given ourselves a little bit of room. We don't have any room now.
But
I don't think we had any room anyway, honestly.
No, we never would have anyway. But a draw in Indy is a good result, especially when you're down two men.
Considering what we needed from the last three games, and the fact that if you plotted it out on a graph, we were ascending and Indy was descending.
And if you look at that game, I think you could see that in the way that the play went. I think you can.
Honestly, I do. I agree with Bert. If we had 11 men the whole game,
we win that game.
I genuinely think the two red cards killed the 3 points.
You know, Toby kind of lost the Hackshaw there for the goal. I think Sam would have nutted it into row 112.
Well, that back post is Sam's play every single time.
You know, we hung on, but the way we fought to hang on, the way we were throwing our bodies in front of shots, the way Morton.
Yeah, no, I don't have any complaints about how we played, even before we went down, after we went down. I think we were giving it our all.
If we play like that for the next two games, red cards aside, if we play like that with that ferocity, with that intensity, especially in the second half, I'm okay with it.
But that's the other thing. We play that intense on a Wednesday night and we play Saturday night. That does concern me.
We
got to get some rest between now and then.
And the fact that, I mean, I told all three of you this at different points tonight. Going into this game, I was probably more nervous than I have been in any St. Louis FC game for the sheer fact that we don't have a next season. Mm-hmm. Like before, I was always like, and we talked about it throughout the game.
Yeah.
Boy, I'd like to have a few more years with this guy or that guy. And we see the team
developing
and coming together, but it's gone. It, mm-hmm. like there is no 2021. I'm not feeling great right now, guys. Again, we didn't play bad. We got something from what should have been a loss.
All right, you were nervous all day, right? Yeah. If someone had said to you at 2 o'clock this afternoon, Brad, it's going to be 1-1, would you have took it?
No, well, I don't think I would have then because I wanted the win.
I think I'd have took it.
Yeah, but I mean, look at it.
I mean, I am.
Fucking look at it. We were 2 men down. Like, oh, no. 87 fucking yellow cards.
Yeah.
We fucking walked out with a tie. And we're still, like, there's still a possibility.
Oh, I agree. But I'm saying, if you ask me at 2 o'clock, we're going to draw, I'd be like, fuck.
And I'll tell you
I needed that win.
Even with 9 men, we had chances.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we had chances.
Kadeem, that one where...
Definitely, Indy, like I said, Indy feels worse about this result than we
do.
Oh,
and no you question.
And Indy's worried about that last game because they know if we can keep it even,
they're
we're
at
the
home.
Indy have to be worried on Saturday because we know that Spartan KC ain't no... pushover.
There are no slouches.
Sincere hope is that.
And I think they have to be just as nervous as us.
And we talked about
if,
it.
If they get anything but a win, their season's in jeopardy.
But and we talked about it during that match. They have to get a win. Because if they don't,
they're coming into our house.
They're coming into our house, and they're it is sort of in our court.
Yeah, we have to
cross our fingers. We may even get fans that last game to make it a little more, you know, important.
I just want to say we had 3 games in our court last season.
No, I know, and I do think. I mean, I do. I hope I cross my fingers that. Will be a little up for Louisville. And Louisville, you know, we talked about it. They don't have anything to play for. They've won the group tonight. They have the first place position.
Mm-hmm.
They should rest up and get ready for the playoffs. Unlike in a traditional year where they could maybe improve their seed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? By finishing second or third or whatever.
Yeah.
They know they're in pot one, the winner's pot. They may rest some guys. Sporting Kansas City, they may want to play spoiler. So, ideally...
Those players are still looking for Peter Vermees to look at them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a chance that they could take it more seriously. Now, I know Indy's not going to, like, take the game off. I mean, they've got professional pride.
I am...
I mean, if they wanted to.
That'd be great.
That would be fine.
I'm cautiously upbeat.
Here's the other thing, though, is that they don't play KC until Wednesday. It's not a weekend game. So if we take care of our business on Saturday, they're sweating twice as hard for that game against Kansas City on Wednesday.
And let's throw this in there. They play us on short rest. We'll have a whole week's rest for the last game.
Mm-hmm.
Which theoretically could help us.
allegedly.
Yeah, you don't want to take any, you know, credit before it's due. But I don't know, guys. I mean, yes, you're all 100% right that was something from nothing for us. And it was, they will look at that as 2 points dropped when up 2 men for half an hour. They should have gotten the win,
you know,
in their home field.
We might not have got some the results we wanted in certain games, but I look at some of these games. The first Sporting KC game, we scored right in the last minute. You know, the game against KC last week, where we scored the winner in the last minute. The game at Pittsburgh, where we came back from 2 down. I think we've got some bollocks about us. You know, I was worried
2 weeks ago we weren't certain if we did.
You know, and we've lost one game in 6-7 now.
Yeah.
We've only lost one game.
Oh, definitely. If we would have lost
Sarah's knocking on wood when we said that.
If we would have lost this game though, I would be depressed. Like, I, you know what I mean?
If we'd have lost, having had took the lead and then thrown it away with two silly red cards and then blown it, I'd have been apoplectic.
Yeah.
But they didn't, and they hung on, and I'm proud of them.
Yeah. If we would have lost, I don't know if we would have even recorded.
Even
it would have just been, fuck it, we're done.
Well, even, you wouldn't have had a computer because I'd have thrown it out the window.
But even, like, at 11 men, that could have been the result. You know, we scored one, they scored one, and I'd kind of feel the same. But the fact that we were down two men, I feel a little better about it.
Oh, well, there's no question. That was, at the end of the game, it was a huge relief. That we hung on.
The last 10-15 minutes, we were all like
on the
edge
of the seats,
white knuckling it. Yeah.
I just looked at my phone to see what my heart rate was. It was not good.
Yeah.
For the last 20 minutes.
We are now.
Mitch is technically dead.
if there's any question about, you know, fat guys living through tragedy, that right there could have been it.
I had to leave. I had to go outside.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with
it. Sarah and I went out and had a smoke, and then Sarah stayed out.
I paced for 10 minutes.
It was funny because
Sarah said, I'm not coming back in.
Out of the corner of my eye, I just see the blonde head going back and forth every single
And I'd see one eye peeking through the blinds at the scoreboard every once in a while.
It's similar because, like, when England played Croatia in the World Cup semifinal.
We were just talking about that.
I left the bar at... For extra time, I'm like, I can't deal with extra time. I left the bar and drove home.
I told Brad, I said, before that game happened, Bird came on this podcast and said, Croatia aren't playing very well right now. And that fucking lit me on fire.
And she said, I really wish he would say St. Louis FC isn't playing very well right now.
They're playing very well right now.
But I had to leave. I couldn't deal with it.
Yep.
But the thing is, I got in my car, started driving home, put it on the radio.
Oh, of course. Well, and I'm not going to lie. I'm sitting in that chair, and I was white-knuckling the armrest, and I kept constantly just flexing my fingers like, okay, breathe, because they had so many chances still, and, you know, Adewole, Gaia Ben, Guy did not have a good game today until that last 25 minutes where he was blocking shots left and right. That was a heavy load for those guys to carry.
I come out of tonight slightly buoyed at the way we played, at the way we put our bodies on the line, and they really seemed to give a shit. They really seemed to be fighting, and a little bit of adversity. I don't think the ref had a great game, but I can't argue with the two cards that led to the red cards. Wharton's first was
not a foul.
But both of Sam's were fouls, and Todd's second, he was on thin ice.
First foul, he had to take. I have no qualms about that.
The second one was a dumb play.
I think I don't think he realized what was around him. I think he dove in. Maybe
he went headstrong.
Yeah,
he didn't need to dive in like that. But. Yeah.
The refs.
So while I don't think the refs had a good game,
it seemed to go more in their favor.
Because I want to talk over you again.
I was laughing at Sarah.
It seemed to go more in their favor than ours.
Oh, there's no question. Well, Wharton one. It was
Greg high fault.
Yeah, where he didn't touch the guy at all. It shouldn't have been a card. And then 30 seconds later, their midfielder literally just checked our guy off the ball with a shoulder. No call.
But that is sort of USL reffing. Like, I don't want to blame that. I don't want to blame the stupid football lines, which are fucking atrocious.
I've got a headache.
But, I mean, there were 40.
There's more lines than Custon's fucking apartment.
Exactly. There were 47 lines that the ball had to go through before it was out of bounds.
And every time we play there, I have no idea what is in it out of bounds.
Yeah, and I
really don't.
Like, whenever Trich wanders out of the third yellow line, it's like, oh, wait, coaches can't go past there. I'm like, oh, wait, that's NFL. Yeah. I mean...
And you even said it during the game. There's no way you can call a goalie crossing over the goal box when he kicks it because you can't keep track.
It's yellow on blue, and I mean the fucking that's the worst in front of the goal where they're on that, you know, end zone.
Well, and not only that, but the Indianapolis is such a bright white.
Yeah,
I can't follow the ball.
But we're not going to blame that. That's just
it's just
aggravation to tonight.
Absolutely. But speaking of goalies. Kyle fucking Morton.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a good middle name, first off.
Yes, it is.
Strong middle name.
Stood tall, did not, I mean, and he's obviously in a lot of discomfort, and he's like, no, I'm staying in.
Well, and we can mention that, too. Tritch was pissed because he wanted to get Rivas in there on that last window, and apparently he didn't check in time or something.
If only he had 5 minutes to get ready.
Oh. I mean,
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. It was a clusterfuck, but we survived it.
We survived it. We survived it.
I mean, that is definitely, survival is huge.
Definitely better than a loss. But
everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
You have to kind of sing it.
No, I don't.
Everything's fine.
Wow. Okay, then.
But King's Cup, very important now.
I might get the clicker out for every time Brad says "but" now.
God damn it! I have too many. What do you call them? What were the hitches? I got too many hitches.
Yeah.
We got to take care of business.
We got to take care of business.
It's a running theme for the last 6 years. We've said it. We got to take care of business, and you know what? Traditionally, we've not.
Again,
we have to change that record. For one last hurrah.
King's Cup. This is our last opportunity to win King's Cup. A draw will not do it. We need to win this game. We need to win this game for playoff implications. We need to win this game for King's Cup. And this is all we got, kids. They have to give it all for this game.
That's all there is to say.
But there's nothing I can do to make the players feel like we feel. They have to find it in themselves, and they have to do it.
Well, they found it in themselves for the last 30 minutes.
They did. They really did.
I was really buoyed by that. And
other than one game during this 7-game run, they found it.
Yeah.
I mean, really one bad game out of 7.
Who was it against? Louisville. Memphis. Who do we play?
Louisville.
Yeah. But yeah, boy, how bad is that Memphis game hurting now?
Fucking Tim Howard, man.
Tim
Howard.
I tried to say hi and he wouldn't speak to me. So rude.
All right, let's read through some comments from people.
I did get a question from Sean O'Hara asking if since he won't be playing, will Sam Fink be on Trespass?
I don't know. I mean,
Aiden Morton.
Here's the thing about Sam Fink. Sam Fink, for whatever you want to say about the other players, I know Sam Fink feels this. No one will be more
angry,
upset with themselves that he got that red card. And I don't know if he'll want to be on the podcast. Like,
oh, I agree.
He will be penned up. He will be furious that he can't be out on the field.
He'll be, his smoke will be coming out of his ears the entire time.
And we kind of laughed about it during the game. We were talking about how NFL and NHL sometimes do the mic'd up segments where they put a live mic. Like, Sam is the kind of guy that he would refuse to be mic'd up because he does not want you to know how
intense it gets
out there. He's got a certain reputation to uphold as a good guy, as a sweet family man, and we know he gets amped up out there. And again, that's why we love Sam Fink, because we know he gives it his all out there.
And all I want out of my players are to come away from game thinking they've given 100%.
Yeah, I never have that doubt about Sam Fink.
And tonight, I'm walking away thinking they gave 100%, and I can't ask for more than that.
Yep.
How about that Russell?
He's so hot right now.
The goal was great. He also had a couple shots before that that you could say Russell's feeling it.
Tyler's reaction to the goal.
Oh, yeah.
But I really thought that goal was going to be enough. The way things were going in this game, as tight as it was.
Oh, absolutely. This could have ended up 1-0 very easily.
And I just said after that, close it down. Unfortunately,
the ref did not close his book, and we did not close our minds.
You know what? Fuck that guy. Okay. Fuck him.
Let's read through some comments.
All right.
One last thing about our good friend, Sam.
Yeah.
Love when he went off the field. He just grabbed a folding chair and sat in the tunnel. He's like, nope, They're going to have to
the only
leave.
Thing that would have been better is when Wharton walked off, if Sam would have still been sitting there and Wharton grabbed the chair and sat well, next to him.
The funny thing is, did you see there was a security guy sitting in the yeah. chair like, nope, you're not yeah. getting this chair.
He just pointed down the tunnel. There you go. Nope, on your way.
This is my chair.
We don't make it easy, though, do we?
No, we don't.
Never.
We, you know, sometimes you just, even when we win, it's a last minute goal.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. When was the, all right, we've not lost. We've lost one in seven, so. Yeah. When was the last time we had a nice, easy, calm, run-of-the-mill 2-0 win?
Have we? Ever?
You have to go back a long way. Even the wins against Louisville and Indy, they were not.
No, yeah.
They were butt puckers.
Yeah, no, you can win by multiple goals and still be nervous about it.
I mean, we won that. We won beat Sporting KC 3-1. That was as yeah. maybe as good as it got.
I even did all of the superstitions right. Like, I did everything I was supposed to do.
You're
today.
Wearing your lucky jersey.
I know. I did that. I did all the things I was supposed to do with it. It didn't help. I might have to break out Croatia on Saturday.
All right. Here we go. Sean O'Hara, Mitch mentioned him earlier. My question was, welp, recording episode now. Tell us how you feel.
Welp.
Sean says, kind of meh. We needed 3 points. We played well. Nothing to be ashamed of about how we fought.
In a vacuum.
But disappointed that we put ourselves in a position to be down 2 men, but we live long enough to fight another day.
Yep. Yes.
What a pint. Grateful for the point. Fucking livid with the officiating.
Yeah, fuck him.
Way too quick with the cards in the first half. Yep.
And that's the problem. When you are that quick with the cards, it sets the tone. Yeah. And
when you're that quick with the cards on one side of the field.
Yeah, he literally gave cards out for everything. Yeah. Everything.
I mean, I hate to be that guy that blames it on the officiating.
But when it is that bad, yeah. you have to recognize
it. Was a little one-sided.
It was real bad.
I like my refs to be bad all the way around.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, you know, if they were getting as many yellow cards because they were just as physical as we were.
Yeah.
That first
they were very physical.
Their first yeah. yellow card came to Drew Connor, and I think it was because he used to play for St. Louis FC.
Ref got confused for a minute. Like, no, honestly, that first half, they were all over us, and they were throwing people to the ground
and
nothing.
And they were diving. And, yeah. You know, that's the funny thing, too. Their fans
there
had
were
a
couple of dives, yeah.
Their fans had a tantrum when our guys were laying down after collisions.
Yeah.
And it's like, you've been diving the entire first half.
Yeah. I mean, and that I do want to mention that. Morton was obviously struggling. You right. could see, and they were like mercilessly, like, because you can hear that on the you know, game mics, the fans were heckling him. And it's like, motherfucker, you are up 2 men.
Yeah.
And you're bitching about our guys being tired?
Yeah, but to be fair, we'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
To be fair.
What a pint. Grateful for the point. Fucking, oh, yeah, I already did that one. Drew, the real doozy. It had...
Not Drew Connor.
Drew Connor?
Not Drew Connor. It had to come down to the end, to quote the Little Giants, that one time down Cherry Lane, Kings Cup, playoff spot, one last ride. Yeah, we gotta make it happen. Noted Battle Hawks fan, Alex Orr. Weird. That wasn't the result we wanted, but that went about as bad as a match could go, and we still have a not unreasonable chance at making the playoffs.
I mean, it could have been so bad.
It could have been so bad.
It could have been terrible.
And last year, that Indy 11 team would have put 3 up on us with 2 down.
The last time...
This is a much better team than we've had.
The last time we had 2 players sent off in the same game, we drew 1-1. So... There you go. Stats man, Matt.
Status quo. Steve Smith, both the Kings Cup and the entire season for St. Louis FC is riding on this match against Lou City.
Yep.
In a very real way.
Everything comes down to this one game.
And I want to go on record. Fuck Louisville.
Especially tonight.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Not their fans. Their fans are
no,
doing
yeah.
good work.
They're doing good.
I don't even want to talk about that.
Okay.
because we'll say something wrong.
No politics in sport, bro.
Nope. Yeah.
Human rights are not political. Our good buddy Santiago Beltran, I think I aged one more year in the last 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yep.
There was a lot of...
My watch just notified me I'm 72 now.
There we go.
Football. I've been telling you guys, football is miserable.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I want two more years of misery before we start the next level of misery.
This there's such a good thing that Amazon didn't do a documentary series about us.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Because it constantly would have just been cursing.
Well, you know what makes a good documentary series? When in the end, the good guys prevail.
Yeah. I'm more worried this is going to be like Empire Strikes Back. We're going to get our hand cut off and kiss our sister.
Yes.
Oh, no.
and maybe when MLS comes, some little furry guys will help us win. Cake with a J. This is Leader Jake. He was miserable during the game. Fuck that ref. Fuck those announcers.
Attaboy, Jake. Football is miserable.
But we didn't lose.
Yep.
So we're still in it. Got to move on to Saturday.
He encapsulates everything I need to say.
There you go. Well, that's why he's the leader.
Yes.
Because he taps into the core of every Luligan.
Yeah.
That being said, USL really pisses me off when they have the local announcers for these games.
Yeah, well.
Like, it's really a shit show.
But you didn't like Humpty and Dumpty. You didn't like that? You didn't like him?
No, I did not. I did not.
Coach, I got to take a knee.
Humpty and Dumpty.
Humpty and Dumpty.
Fuck them both.
We got them both. Both kinds.
Both kinds.
Humpty and Dumpty.
First off, same as the last game, evidently Pasher has cured cancer, stopped racism, and done everything good in the world.
If Messi had... If Messi was going to leave Barcelona, Pasha's the guy I replace. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you'd think...
He's a good player, but come on.
And second of all, they could not get a single thing right about St. Louis FC at all. I mean, like, they did no homework. They did not. They would just throw random... It was...
They were talking about our next game as if... And they said Lynn Stadium is a tough place to go.
Yeah, we're playing here.
Yeah. The game's at home.
Fuck them.
You know, that was just one example, but there was numerous...
Joe Nauman, using your book is not a substitute for actually refereeing the match.
Mm-hmm.
I guess his card book.
Yes, I got it.
True.
Think lightly of yourself. I had visions of Musa's red against Louisville, but the boys gutted it out, and we still control our destiny. I mean, very easily, we could have given up after the first red card, let alone the second red card. And he's referencing a game in which Musa got a red card, and we totally folded.
Yep.
In against Louisville.
We, from what I could tell from outside, we did not tonight.
No, they kept battling. Aaron J. Scott, brave defense and Kyle's grit. I'll take it. I mean, that's probably the best way to look at it.
Kyle Gregg throwing shoulders at people, man.
Yeah,
I love that dude.
You know who would probably have something to say?
I think he was talking about Kyle Morton's grit, but
truth.
But Kyle Gregg's too.
Whatever.
You know who'd
yes
have,
and.
You know who'd have something to say about referees?
Who?
A referee. You know who's a referee?
Mark Gardner.
Mark Gardner at Your Electric.
What kinds of electrical work does he do, Sarah?
Commercial and residential.
I was looking for both kinds, but we will also accept that.
314-814-3897.
What is it?
314-814-3897.
One more time for James Costin.
314-814-3897.
Hi, James.
John Magruder, which, by the way, every time I see
Magruder.
Him on Twitter, I think exactly. Magruder. As you guys have said before, seen the movie, know how it ends. I think that was a Matt Berg quote.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like last year when we just couldn't get out of our own way and win one game. Losing Wharton and Fink means we'll be extremely lucky to get a tie on Saturday. Yeah, I mean, losing Wharton and Fink for next week is bad, but as you said, if we switch back to the 4-4-2, Adewale and
Kavita
are a strong central pairing.
Yeah, G and Brian each side.
Yeah.
I think so.
And they got a couple days to work on it.
Yeah.
It's not like they both got injured in the game, and then we have to figure it out.
Right. And then they will be back for the Indy game, which hopefully both of them will be looking for a little bit of revenge.
Yeah, both kinds.
Both kinds. Both kinds of revenge. Kevin J. Marshall, well, we didn't lose.
Yep.
That's important. 1-1, down two men, and still have a shot at the playoffs. He'll take it. Not sure that would have been the case in years past. Gritty effort.
True.
I agree. Mark McDaniel, this sport is brutal.
Yep.
Amen. That said, the team stood resilient to keep a point while being down to 9 men. Furthermore, playoff hopes aren't dead yet. Onward and upward.
Onward and upward, you know?
That's the way you got to look at
it. No,
it
is.
Yeah.
We played a really hard team tonight, and we got out of Dodge.
James STL 77, the officiating was absolutely horrid, and having to watch the indie feed was genuinely pissing me off. Had to put it on mute.
But you got local commercials, though.
They did get local commercials.
But they weren't actually like commercials.
Though. It wasn't this corner brought to you by Matt House's Avon.
No, hey, I want to see like
Matt House empowering women through Avon. That's
both right. Kinds of Avon. Yeah. Avon for men and for Avon for women.
I do want to see like a good like hometown dealership commercial.
Oh, I want like, a plumbing company or something like that. Or a furniture store.
Oh,
furniture store.
Yeah.
James also said the team buckled down and played great D with 2 men down to keep hope alive. True.
They did.
Steel Army, our friends from Pittsburgh, watching in on this game, probably trying to assess maybe who they're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. When asked how they feel about tonight's game, they said exhausted. Hey, buddy, imagine you're us.
Yep.
We are a little exhausted, too.
We are the third place team with the highest amount of points.
Yeah.
I mean,
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. In a normal year,
we'd be fine.
We'd be in the playoffs without a problem.
And as you pointed out,
we might even be looking at a home game.
Looking at what Hartford has done, Hartford have won 8 games. We've won 6. They're already in, but they've had to play New York Red Bulls, Philadelphia Union, and Loudoun.
Yeah.
And look at our group, man.
Oh, our group is
horrific.
Our group is the toughest top to bottom. There is no argument about it.
You know, Atlanta United 2, they're in third in their group. They've got 12 points.
Yeah.
We've got 23.
It's not fair.
North Carolina FC, 13 points.
Maybe our scarf for
Red
next
Bull,
year
Red
should
Bull
say
two,
it's not fair.
Third in their Red Bull 2, third in their group with 12 points.
Yeah.
We should be able to like file a complaint. I'm going to file something tomorrow.
We speak to your manager?
I mean,
I'm gonna file a motion tomorrow.
The only team close to us is LA Galaxy 2, third in their group with 21 points.
Yeah.
It's we this group here is rough, man. Yep.
Our good friend Stephanie out in New York, she has no feelings any longer. She is dead. I think we're all a little bit dead inside, Steph.
I'm going to sleep so good tonight.
But did you get to
that's
see,
what
like,
football do to you, Steph?
Like, she held the hand of her axolotl.
Yeah, yeah, that was
very
sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So adorable.
Austin Adams just posted a picture of Matt Damon aging about 500 years in 3 seconds on a GIF.
Yep.
Pat Ryan, how do you feel? Disappointed.
Tired.
So normal, I guess. Didn't play awful. I should clarify, I feel worse for all of our friends who traveled and had to see 2 reds. He is curled up in the fetal position. There were some people that made the trip.
Yeah. But it wasn't a loss. Like, we didn't go there and shit the bed last time and I had to yell down the tunnel.
We played better tonight than we did in that game.
Fucking right we did.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I mean, that's... Oh, I think that's the end of the comments.
We didn't play bad. It wasn't bad.
Jim Bellinger, who did make the trip, said... The ref didn't like it when I told him he made the USL team of the week. good one, Jim.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Jim.
Yep, I'll give it to you.
guys, it's tough. I mean, we will be there Saturday to do our hybrid Facebook Live podcast, whatever you want to call it. Matt's going to be out of town. Hopefully we'll get Zach in to fill Matt's chair.
Or another guest.
Maybe Sam.
No,
Sam's
not
going to do it.
I'm not bothering. No, we're not going to bother him.
No, we are not. Guys, I need it.
Everything's fine.
I need King's Cup. I mean,
I would like the playoffs.
Well, and King's Cup gets us
Why
to
not
the playoffs.
Both?
Exactly.
Both kinds.
Like both kinds. I mean, we have given, you could click me for I mean, because I've said I mean like 1,000 times. we've given everything to this team, and I don't mean us four in this room. I mean,
as a collective, the whole of us,
all of, not even just the Luligans, the other side of the stadium. We have lived and breathed and died with this team.
It's all Sunderland fans, by the way.
It is Sunderland. I mean, watch that.
Football's misery, guys. This is, and it's not going to get any better.
But this
it's
is our,
just going to get more expensive.
This is our last go around with St. Louis FC.
We're down to two games.
Regular season games.
And I know we deserve more. And it's stupid to say you deserve more as a fan because, you know, you don't get what you deserve.
Yeah, but I think these players know that. Like, they know. They know how, like, the history and everything and how bad it's been. But, like, I think they know that. They're not non-caring. They're not non-emotional about it.
Oh, they want to win as bad as we want them to win.
Like, do you think...
But also, they're fighting against a curse.
Well, that's true.
Speaking of curses, want to congratulate Chattanooga FC for winning some silver this past week.
Say it, Brad. Chattanooga.
But it proves that it's not Jeremy Allenball's fault. It is our fault.
Yeah.
Breakfix.
I'm gonna go to Waffle House at Chattanooga and have some breakfast. I like them smothered and covered in Chattanooga.
This was Drunk Brad Saturday night trying to say Chattanooga. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus help me, Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's a little peek inside the window of how exciting it is to be a friend of Brad's. You get to hear him say drunk things like Chattanooga. But anyway, I don't know. There's nothing I can say. Anybody who listens to this podcast obviously feels it with us. We gotta win, baby.
Just gotta win. I'm not there. It'll be fine.
That helps.
That does help.
Matt Bird not being there. Please don't even watch on your phone.
No.
Scott Clemenson, you need to go to the bathroom repeatedly.
Yes.
Because they scored game-winning goals.
There's not
going to
be anybody there anyway. Why work the store?
Now that you said it, the superstition's not going to work.
Here is one thing, though.
You did not say it.
Sam Page is the county whatever he is.
Executive.
That just sounds like a made-up title. He has brand architect. Chief brand architect, if you will. They have started to let up a little bit on the youth sports, letting some of it go. There is a chance that maybe that last game against Indy, you know, when everything matters.
Yep.
And it is our last ever regular season game.
Yep.
Maybe we can get fans at there.
Put Nietzsche in the starting lineup, then it's a youth sports game, and let's go.
Whatever it takes, man.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
What are they going to do, kick us out of the league?
Okay.
Well, and I think that's the thing. If we can get them to say, okay, if you do everything right, and then 5,000 people storm the gates, you know, I mean...
The cops don't have that many handcuffs. I'm just saying right now. They don't.
They got bullets.
Well, and I swear to God, we'll wear masks. We'll spread out. We'll do everything we can to make it not a super spreader event.
Like we did. We did good.
I think we did good. I think we did really good. We were told to.
Yep.
But just win, man. Just make that last indie game worth something.
I do have one more comment. This is from our friend Fred. A.K.A. Tom Strunk.
Oh, hey, Fred.
He wants to give a big shout-out to all the traveling support, not just for tonight, but for the year, throughout the years. You are always one of us. Thank you, Fred.
It's the first season I've not been to an away game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I did see a nice picture tonight of, it would look like Sam and Guy Bend and somebody else over
Russell.
With
Russell.
Russell. He's so hot right now, Russell.
We did get Nancy just posted the winner for last Saturday's Schlaffle.
Oh.
Joe Nauman. I mean, we've talked about Joe a couple times. He wrote in a question tonight. So, Joe, if you're listening and if we haven't got a hold of you yet, You win the, what was the Schlaffle this week?
It was the Sunderland Ball. The Sunderland Ball. The Sunderland Ball in a four-pack of Ale Dior.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And this week, Schlaffle is going to be something pretty special, too.
This week, we've got the signed, can we go ahead and say it? Signed Kadeem Dakers jersey. Is that right?
Is that right?
Yes. Well.
I thought it was the.
Oh, I don't know. Why did you say that?
Sorry.
I thought it was the.
Wait, let me look. Yeah, signed Dakers jersey coming for Saturday.
Yep. Okay.
But we can go ahead and tease the last game of the season, a complete set of St. Louis scarves. That's 10 scarves for the 10 years. It's not exactly one scarf per year, but it's 10 scarves. And also a signed book. Matt Bird got the Lutz Fenstein.
I've got it in the car. Remind me to give it you tonight because I might not be at the last game.
Okay. So a signed book.
So I got to read it between then.
By Lutz.
Once it's out of my possession, I'm no longer responsible.
And a complete set of Luligan scarves. And that includes not only the original bar scarf, which there were only 50 made, the St. Louis Space Invaders scarf, which. That is probably our most popular scarf.
That's the first one I got, yeah.
And that, there was only 150 of those. And the King Stand Here scarf, which was only available to season ticket holders in 2015. Luligan season ticket holders, not just every season ticket holder. And the Bus 2 scarf, which was only never for sale, only given to people who were actually on Bus 2. We've got a couple extras, and we're giving one of those in there, too.
It is truly the plastic Luligan starter kit.
It really is. Yeah. I was there from the beginning, because I have this one. Yep.
I have all of them. I have everything.
That's exactly. That's a lot of stuff for that. Maybe we get something from a player to throw in there, too.
I think, I thought this week's was something that we have that signed from a player.
I just read it. It's Kadeem Dakers jersey for Saturday.
We might have some more stuff, too.
We'll talk offline.
Okay.
But we might. No, these are the bare minimums. Yeah. We might have more stuff.
We'll get more stuff.
And we might have more than one Schlaffle winner while
we're
at it.
That's true.
Oh. We could break these
up.
Huge,
big shout out to everybody who gave last game.
Yeah.
What was our total?
3,000?
I think so.
Something?
200.
Texas.
Texas dollar sign.
Threve.
But again, guys, considering we've had no games with one game or two games with
32-35.
Nice.
We are at a total of over 21,000 for this season, charity du jour. That is crazy, considering we've lost half of our games and then another half of those games with no fans. So.
I mean, we didn't score or lose half the games.
No, but we lost the amount of games we could have played.
Yeah.
With fans in attendance.
Yeah.
So good work to everybody who's donated, and we're going to have a couple more charity du jours. And if everything goes right, we may even have playoff charity du jours.
Holy shit.
If playoff charity du jours could be stupid.
We might have to give away like a house or something. Like HGTV.
Matt House?
Will House?
we'll give away a house.
I'll take Will House.
Jake? What about Jake?
Nope.
I'll just take Will.
Okay. Guys, I don't know. I don't have anything else to say.
I'm just coming down from the game. I'm like so exhausted here.
I do have one other thing to say.
Yes.
This is our 10th anniversary. And we did plan to do a lot more fun things.
Anniversary materials.
For our 10th year. I mean, COVID kind of kicked that in the dick.
It ruined all the activities.
Fuck COVID.
But we wanted to do a couple of special things. And one of them was to re-release the very first St. Luligan shirt. The forest green shirt with the little OG. Flash of yellow in there for the AC St. Louis days. So we're re-releasing that shirt. We will be posting a link Thursday morning how to get that. It has the number 10 on the back to signify the 10 years we've been in existence. Just a cool OG throwback t-shirt. And it's $20 and 10 cents.
I like the 10 cents. I think that's perfect.
Yes. So watch for the link on that. Again, just another way to commemorate that we've been doing this for 10 years. And we will continue to do this. even when we don't have a team to support, we'll find other ways to do it. But I think a throwback shirt is perfect for this. So get those ordered, and we'll maybe have them in time for the playoffs.
I hope so.
Just win Saturday, guys.
Just win, baby.
Just win. Everything you do. Yeah, they were all yellow. I came along, I wrote a song for you. And all the things you do. And it was called Yellow.